I want to welcome Kate Hayward to the station. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Hello.
So, folks, Kate is one of a group of people organising the Theology of Palestine lecture that's happening Tuesday night in Hamilton. And you're part of a group of people actually from Raglan interested in working in this area. Shall we just tell us who the lecturer is and all about what the lecture's going to be about?
Oh, right. Well, Hamilton's very fortunate to have Professor Mazin Kumsia from Bethlehem, and that's Bethlehem, Palestine, not Bethlehem, Taronga.
Right, yes.
And he's on a Australian-New Zealand speaking tour and very much in demand as a Yale professor, 30 years in America teaching and researching, and then returned about in 2008 to his birthplace in Palestine, where he took up a position with Bethlehem University and started the Institute for Palestine Institute for Biodiversity and Sustainability, and has just been doing tremendous work in Palestine, Bethlehem, an advocate, author of 4 books, activist, visionary. Really a remarkable man. He has an email newsletter that he curates, and that goes out to over 50,000 subscribers worldwide. Very much in demand. And I have to say that Hamilton was very fortunate to have managed to get him for one night, and that is on Tuesday, just tomorrow, actually. Mm. Speaking at the cathedral, the Catholic cathedral that's in Hamilton East, 494 Gray Street, starting at 6:30.
That's the that's the building we see when we cross the bridge from the middle of the city.
Yes,
right in front
yes,
of us, isn't it? Yeah,
that's right. With that enormous, 20 meter or so tall stained glass window that rises up. And personally, I was very interested to know that it was when we had it, got the venue of the cathedral, because it's a magnificent building, and a lot of people go by it and think, oh, what's it like inside? And so this is an opportunity to see some of the inside of that beautiful building and some of the incredible artwork, sacred art that is housed there. So, yeah, we were fortunate to get that as a venue.
Well, there could be there's definitely a heightened interest in the subject at the moment, definitely.
Yes, we just, we were looking for a venue at that would be suitable for a man of his stature and standing and mana. And initially there was we thought we had a venue at the university, Waikato, and then there started to be some administrative complications, and we were getting a bit worried that it might not get resolved in time for us to start the advertising. And the Bishop of Hamilton was approached, Richard Lawrenson, by the head organizer for the New Zealand tour, Edgar Wilson. And the bishop respects Kumsia's work, Professor Kumsia's work, so much that he said, look it, use my cathedral. So
right, okay.
It was quite a, it's quite an endorsement, I think, of
yeah.
The professor's work and his standing.
Mm. So what's the lecture about that Professor Kumsia is doing?
The title is The Theology of Palestine, Decolonization of Minds and Nature. So it is, as I understand it, a analysis of the situation in historic Palestine, how we got to where we are today. And I believe his analysis is that he puts forward that this is a colonization project, so settler colonial project, and that he draws out the implications for this and puts forward a way forward and looks at ways that we can, as global citizens, or as committed Christians, as whatever your or human beings can do to help bring about justice and lasting peace.
It feels, I mean, it feels very urgent at the moment.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Personally, I have been involved or aware, really, a growing awareness starting about probably 10 years ago about the situation in Palestine. I think what got my attention, you know, it's very interesting to see some people became aware of the injustices and the situation at various points. But for me, it was 2014, that assault, though it wasn't the first one on Gaza, for some reason grabbed my attention. Mm. And I think it just shows the power that each one of us has as a truth speaker and as a influencer, and that I happened to be at a dinner party, and someone who was very, we were talking about the situation, and oh, it was terrible, and there needed to be peace, and yes, why couldn't they all just get on? And and somebody said, yes, well, there can be peace. We can all do forgiveness and things. They said, but first the settlements have to stop, and the bulldozing of homes has to stop. And the list went on, and I was like, what? What? Mm. And then I started to read, and my eyes opened. And the more I read, the more I realized that there was injustices going on that simply are not covered in mainstream media, sadly.
Yeah, well, and we have that situation. I mean, there's a lot of breathless reporting which never gets to the bottom of what's going on, but there does seem to be a reluctance amongst the national media in our country to go too deep into the injustices.
Yes. I know that the model for newspapers is, I suppose, to sell newspapers to cater for their base, but there's also an obligation in a democracy for newspapers, which still set the agenda of what we talk about. They have an obligation to inform the citizenry, and I just feel particularly for the situation in Palestine that has not happened.
Yeah.
Is not being a job well done.
So that, I've had an interesting experience, because there is someone who used to live in Raglan who's from Israel and has gone back to Israel and had a started a family, and from their Facebook feed, it's kind of quite alarming. They're clearly being given, and there's a lot of, I mean, every government that goes to war puts propaganda on their people to get support for the war.
Yes.
Like that's just a given in any situation anywhere. But
yes, that's right.
The propaganda they're getting is pretty powerful, and quite some of it was quite alarmingly offensive, to be honest. But at the same time, I know this person to be, I mean, when I met them in Raglan, they were a lot of fun, and you know, never had any personal issues with them. It just makes me wonder about how far the Israeli population's been pushed in terms of stoking their anger, and how that's going to be one of the things stopping us getting out of this situation.
Yes. The film that's been recently released here in New Zealand, in which we did a showing in Hamilton, Israelism, explores the kind of indoctrination. It sounds like a very strong word, but the inculcating of the Zionist philosophy, which is an apartheid philosophy, and into the young people and in America and Israel and so I think that when it goes quite deep, it's very hard to see another point of view or even realize how it's just they don't see it, and I guess that is one of the difficulties. I know that Noam Chomsky mentions that in most countries the young people are more liberal, progressive, more left than their parents. But in the Israeli society, the young people are more conservative, more right-wing than their parents. So it goes kind of against the trend, which shows you how strong that indoctrination is.
Yeah, yeah. I should leap in and remind us what we're talking about specifically is Professor Mazin Koncier. I hope I'm pronouncing his name reasonably accurately.
Kumsiya.
Okay, sure. And he's doing a lecture, the theology of Palestine. So it is. I mean, is he going into the history? I guess he is. He's talking about decolonization. So he must be talking about the history, like, because I think that's the thing that's missing from most of the public discussion at the moment.
Yes, there's I think for many people there's a perception that this all started on October 7th. and those of us who have been studying this situation realize that it actually goes back to 1948 when there was the first huge ethnic cleansing, where 750,000 people were made into refugees, and to create the state of Israel. And then, of course, 50 years ago, in the six-day war, there was another huge ethnic cleansing, and then Gaza has been an open air prison, and that's just been going on, 50 years. So it's quite, and then the settlers on the West Bank, the bulldozing of houses and the taking of land and an apartheid wall that snakes throughout Israel, that's 900 kilometers long, as I understand it, or that's going to be its final thing, which is kind of dwarfs what we talked about in the 50s and 60s of the Berlin Wall. So, yeah, it didn't start on October 7th. There's been a long history of injustice and the abrogation of basic human rights.
Interestingly, so, in the post you've given me, that one of Professor's books is called Popular Resistance in Palestine, A History of Hope and Empowerment. And those phrases, hope and empowerment, are not necessarily what I was expecting to hear, or that phrase.
Yes, and this is certainly one of the things that's drawing me to the lecture on Tuesday at the cathedral at 6:30, the Catholic cathedral at 6:30. So is that he's not, he has a view that history and our joining in as global citizens will make a difference ultimately. Mm. Will make a difference ultimately. and that I'm interested to hear that, because certainly there are times when I just think it is hopeless. That's what I sometimes think, and at certain points. Obviously, Professor Kumsiya wouldn't be on the speaking tour if he believed that it was in fact hopeless. So, very interested to know what he has to say.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Kate, look, thank you for talking to us this morning. Folks, Kate Hayward's part of a group of people in Whangaroa who are interested in this issue. Are you looking to gather more around you, or if people are interested in getting in touch with you, should they do that? What, do you want to talk about that before we go?
Well, can I? I have there's an email address to called Palestine Advocacy Waikato at gmail.com. And Palestine Advocacy Waikato is a loose group that's just kind of forming, and we're looking to get together with people in Raglan, Whangaroa, and see what we might do to educate, to raise awareness, and perhaps after Professor Kumsiya's lecture on Tuesday at 6:30 at the Catholic Cathedral, we'll have some new ideas that we might implement in every town and village in New Zealand.
Interesting. I'm actually going to be in Hamilton that afternoon, so maybe I might stick around and actually go to that.
Oh, well, I have a feeling it's one of these things where people will be saying, oh, if only I'd known, or if only I'd made the effort. It'll be something that people will be talking about for a long time to come.
Mm, mm. All right, Kate, look, thank you for your time this morning. I know I just rang you up a few, like 40 minutes ago, so glad that you were able to go straight to an interview after 20 minutes warning.
Oh, thank you very much for this opportunity. I hope it's encouraged people to make the trip on Tuesday, tomorrow night, to come and hear Professor Mazin Kumsiya.
Yeah. Thanks for your time, Kate.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Yes, that was Kate Hayward and Professor Mazin Kumsiya speaking on the theology of Palestine, decolonization of minds and nature. That's what it says on the poster. At the Catholic Cathedral in Hamilton Tuesday night. That's Tuesday the 21st of May, just to be clear. 6:30 p.m. The Catholic Cathedral, it's at 494 Gray Street, if you want to put it in your Google Maps. But those of you familiar with Hamilton know when you go across the bridge, go past the police station, across the bridge, the cathedral's the first thing you see at the T-junction when you get across there. So that little spot, I'm sure you're all familiar with it. Now we're going to move on. We're going to be talking to John Lawson. We're going local, back to local after this. But right now, look at the ad break, you know, and then we're going to do the weather and the surf reports. It's pretty nice out there this morning too.